So the Torah Hatomer. Torah Hatomer to the Haggadah. What is this sefer actually? It's interesting to understand what it is. There is a mitzvah essay. I'll call upon him. The chayyur is a mitzvah essay midaraisa. Is it machlokes? There are shittas. There's not a mitzvah essay midaraisa, but I'll call it a rov shittas. The mitzvah essay midaraisa to be mesaper the sipur of Yetzias Mitzrayim on Leil Tes Vav Nisan. Two poshut mekoyrus. Is Bosik Sacharto the Rambam says Mitzusese shall toy sape benisim ni flows, shinas will have a sin of its right below Hamisha also benisim, Shneva Zachar is Hayoimasha. Hazeh asher yotzos mi Mitzrayim. Kemo shenem asochis yom haShabbos. And there's another pasuk. V'gadu tolemincha b'yom hazeh leimor mavuzeh osa Hashem li mitzayim mi Mitzrayim. The Rambam says v'gadu to is a mechayev a mitzvah miyuchedes to be mesaper to your children. And from Zachar is a chiyuv that even if you don't have children, you chayev to be mesaper, and even beino bein atzmo, even if there's no one else to be mesaper to, you have to be mesaper to yourself. There are some shittas who say you can learn it from kishol cho bincho mochalim ma'asoy mo'avoido hazir mo'aidus vachukim amishpatim, the shayla of the chocham in Voischanon. The Chinuch says in Kufnun Zayin. No, sorry, not Kufnun Zayin. One second. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos in Kufnun Zayin. He says a loshen shetzivonu lesape b'tzis mitzrayim kvi tzachus l'shoyin amesape. You're mechuyev to be mesaper nefi your lashon, whatever you can, however you can say it over. Nefi tzachus l'shoyin amesaper. And the chinuch also says that the chinuch is in Chof Aleph. Mesaper binyan tzis mitzrayim b'leil tes zayin b'nissan kol echot kvi tzachus l'shoyin. So be'etzem the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, there's no set nusach. Dahainu, there isn't, you don't, it's not like, let's say, Krishma. But the mitzvah of Krishma, you have to say these 248 words. That's the mitzvah. And specifically those words and no other words. Even though the tachlis of that mitzvah is Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemaim, the Moshul, but a person would say in all different ways these Makabal Olmach Hashem is not Yotzei Deichei Vosei. Sipu Krishma is to say this Nusach. Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim is Kvisachas Lashon HaMesaper. It's up to you to decide how to say it, what to say it. There are certain things which may be Leikuva, the big Machlokas. In the Akdomen to the Agoda, we've gone through all the different shittas that there are. I don't know all the shittas, but a lot of shittas, at least five Ma'alchim here. And what's Ma'akim, what's not Ma'akim. So according to one shitta, so the shitta of the Rif, as soon as you say Yatzonu mi Mitzrayim, you've been yotze the mitzvah deraisa. And the mitzvah to be marabin and sape midrabonon. As soon as you say Yatzonu Deichavos, you yotze. Other shitas say no. There are more things which liikuva. You have to be maskal ignus masai bishvach. Maybe you have to say over what Rabbi Gamliel says. Kami shalom gimul dvarim edim of pesach leyotzi dechayvasai. That's a mishnah, which is quoted in the Agada. So with the nechliku arishonim, which chayva were you not yotzi? You're not yotze the chayvas sipur, or you're not yotze the chayvas pesach matzah mora. In other words, is Rabbi Gamliel a din in sipur yitzis mitzrayim, or is he a din in mitzvahs matzah, mitzvahs achilas pesach, and mitzvahs mora? It's the Rishonim, the Ravan says, how could it be that if you eat a kazayis matzah and you didn't say what Rabbi Gamliel tells you to say, that you bichlal weren't yotze the mitzvahs essay of ba'erev toichu matzahs? So he says, not that you weren't yotze completely, you weren't yotze lechatchila. But from the Rambam's mashma, it's a din in Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. He brings it together with the din of Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. It's mashma, you weren't yotze bichlal. So that's Likuva. Lefi the Rambam. Lefi other sheet is not Likuva. Okay. So, in other words, there might be guidelines as to what you have to say, but there's no set nusach. Lichori, the pshat in this sefer, Haggadah Shel Pesach, is that if today most people would sit down to be Mesapeh Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim, they wouldn't know what to say. You give tell most people today that on Leil Seder you have to be Mesapeh Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. So if Rishit Sarif, all you have to say is we came out of Mitzrayim, so that Mistama most people will be able to say. But if you have to be Marich in the Sipur, many people have no idea what to say. If there are certain things which are Leikuva, let's say you have to be Maskul Begnus Mesayim Bishvach, so many people would know where to start and where to finish. Therefore, came along the Baal HaGadah, and he put together the framework to be Mekayim this mitzvah. And that's Be'etzim what the Haggadah Shel Pesach is. There's very little in the Haggadah Shel Pesach which was written by the Baal HaGadah. Most of the Haggadah Shel Pesach is a collection of Divrei Chazal. A couple of Mishnayos, a few Brises, and a lot of Medrashim. All from Chazal. There's one or two shtiklach which is the Chora from the Baal HaGadah himself. So essentially what he did for us is the Baal HaGadah put together the framework so we can be mekayem this mitzvah. With that being said, there must be a hemshech from the beginning to the end of the Haggadah. It's not just a collection of memories which one has nothing to do with the other. So one has to figure out Be'etzim, what's the beginning, what's the middle and the end, what's going on? What's the connection of one thing to the next? Lemaisa, you don't really have to say everything that it says in the Haggadah. You have to know what's Leikuva, what's Lechatchila. But the minig is to say the whole Haggadah. But then if you say the whole Haggadah, then you are going to say the mitzvah, the Kol HaDeos. But if you just say the Haggadah without understanding it, then you weren't going to say anything. If you say Krishma without understanding it, if you say Krishma without Kavona, except you have Machlokes Rishonim, how many of the Psukim, the first Psukim, you need to be Mechavim? Do you need to be Mechavim just in the first Pasuk, in the second Pasuk, in the whole Pasha Rishonim? But if you say the rest of it, without Kavona, you Yotze. if you don't understand what Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad means, then Pashas, you're not Yotze, you won't be Kabbalah Ol Malchus Shamayim. If you read through the Haggadah and don't understand what it means, then you're not Yotze Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim, you won't mess up or anything. You just said a load of Hebrew words which didn't make any sense to you. So you have to have some type of Havana in the Sipu. The Rambam says that the Ikur of the Sipur is the four psukim from Arami Ovid Ovi. That's the Ikur. Unfortunately, a lot of people, when it comes to Leil Seder, they spend a lot of time, first of all, they spend a lot of time Marish Tanu. You've got all the little kids who have to say the Marish Tanu. And then they spend time discussing the four sons and all their drushes about the four sons. And then they have very often nice vertalach and gematrias and kashas and trutzim and tzachim, which they say there. And when they come to Arami Ovidovi, then they zip through the whole all the drushes and they gobble up the even the end, and then maybe they say halal. With a bit of sing a bissel halal, and then the ikers get to the knedlach, not even the matzah. So the meiser, very often the bechlal were not mesapa the sipur, and certainly it brought in poskim. When the kid asks manishtano, he's betzim supposed to be asking questions, not just saying over something that he learned in kindergarten, and can he sing it well, and can he get through all the four things. And you have some people a bit more hamish, they want a kid to say it in Yiddish, even though the kid doesn't understand Yiddish bichlal, but it sounds good. Tata, can it bring it the fear, gosh, it's wonderful and good. It's a ness that it's Yom Tov, so you can't video it and tape it and things. They probably do it before Yom Tov and that's the whole thing. It's a big show for this little kid that he could say the Marishana with the Taich, and he doesn't understand what always. And even if he says it over in English, very often he doesn't understand he's asking questions. A kid is supposed to ask the questions, and then the father's supposed to answer the question. So the first question which I want to ask you, do you know what the Shaila of Manishtana is? What is actually the question? What are we asking? The Maisa, it's a machlokes rishonim, if you have to ask Manishtana or any Shaila is just as good. But it definitely has to be Derech Shaila or Tshuva. And once, if you do know what the question is, what is the answer? And where is the answer? Nechaira. The answer to the question, Nechaira, is the whole Hemshech of the Haggadah, Nechaira. If we'll say that the answer to the question is Avodim Ayinu Lefaru Mitzvah Ve'yotzi'inu Hashem Elokeinu Misham B'yom Chazak Mitzvah Netuyo, that's the answer. Then what's all the rest? Why do we have to spend so long with all the rest of it? And what is the point of darshaning these four psukim? In all, and since Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim Midrabbanan has to be Derech Shaila Tshuva, so the whole Sipur has to be Derech Shaila Tshuva. There aren't any more questions in the Haggadah. So my story is the way the Baal Haggadah set it up. The whole Hemshech of the Haggadah is the answer to the questions of Manishtana. So it needs a lot of iyun to actually understand this sefer, Haggadah Shel Pesach. And it needs a lot of thought, be'etzim, and preparation and understanding, how am I going to be Yotze the Sipur? Now, most people sitting around this table, most people are not going to be the Balei HaSeder. So you're totally Adas Acherim. Just what should you do if you're at somebody's seder who doesn't know what he's doing, bechlal, and isn't interested in, bechlal, not interested in, you know, being mesapa sipur yitzis mitzrayim, whether he just wants to get to the kneid lach, or you've got somebody there, but this Uncle Charlie who's also there, and he wants to get to the kneid lach, and he's all impatient and not interested in what you want to say, or you've got somebody who's busy with all his gematrias, all his shreina vertalach, which may be very nice vertalach. So say that on Yom Tov. Don't say that on Leil Seder. Leil Seder is a mitzvah to be mesapis ibis mitzrayim, not cute gematrias and cute vertalach. Tell over what happened. So the mitzvah is kol alaylo. So it's not kedai to get into a whole machlokes and a whole unpleasantness because you want to be ma'akiv the kleidlach and Uncle Charlie's going to sugar already. So that's just not kedai. So let them finish and then carry on yourself. Or better if you can find a chavrusa, if you have one of your siblings, also you can stay up afterwards and go through and be mesapir. What happened? Go through that God, and you need really to prepare it beforehand. So you can be mesapir. What happened? Because that's the mitzvah. It's interesting that be'etzem the mitzvah is kvitzachus l'shoina mesapir, that the Torah doesn't give us a set nusach. So the Chinuch says, Chinuch says the mitzvah is the sapir min yitzis mitzrayim b'leil tesovanis kolech pitzachas l'shoina u'lehalel u'leshabeach l'Hashem yisroch al kol anisim she'osa lo nushom shneva v'higadus l'vincho. So he says the tachlis of the mitzvah, or a chenik of the mitzvah, akoponim, is lahalel u'leshabeach l'Hashem yisroch. Dahayne lefi, the chinuch, halel is a chelik of the sipur yitzis mitzrayim. If the point is to come to be mahalel and meshabeach Hashem, to be moedel Hashem yisparach for yitzis mitzrayim, you can't have a set nusach. Because you have to have that a person himself is this oirer that he wants to be mahalel Hashem. So there's a framework, but each year a person mesaper the fitzachus l'shoinai his own loshin, his own thing, and so he should be nisoyre himself to come to be mahalal Hashem. There's an interesting shaila that the way we pasken al kol ponim, we don't have a brocha for halel on leil seder. There are shitas that do have a brocha, and there are shitas that have two brochas, because we split the halal. So there are shitas. The Ramban says you make a brocha likras a halal on the first two brochim, and you make a brocha shekin shonim mitzvos of etzivanu ligmaris a halal before you start leilanu. But we don't pasuk like that. We don't have a brocha. So why not? If halal is part of the mitzvah, why don't we have a brocha? So everybody brings Rav Hai, who says Rav Hai says that when you have to say Hallel, als the din of Yom Tov morning, you say Hallel. So then you're mitzuvah to say Hallel. So then you say a brocha mitzivonu likres a Hallel. But he says, but there's a different din of Hallel. There's one din of Hallel is being the kriyas a Hallel. You mechuv say Hallel. But there's another din of halal that b'shas a nes, then a person, there's a din to say halal and b'shabeach Hashem for the nes. And that, he says, you can't say a brocha for that. Because that is that a person should be, when he has a nes, it happens to him, he should have his iris to be b'shabeach Hashem. To be moider ma'akitoyv l'akodesh Baruch Hu for the nes. Moshen about dovadoyme. If somebody does you a big toiva, then a person should feel they should be makitov to the person who did the toiva. Write a letter, buy him a present, something, call him up, thank him very much. That's a person who has to be makir toiv for a toiver. Now, what would be if a person, if somebody does a toiver to Reuven, and Reuven isn't makir toiv? He doesn't realize he should be makir toiv. He's a mushka, self-centered person. He's not makir toiv. Comes on Shimon, and Shimon, he hears, the same Shimon hears from the Beitiv that Reuven didn't even pick up a phone and thank me for everything I did for him. So Shimon decides to give a chinuch to Reuven, and he says, Reuven, you know, Levi did you this tremendous toiv, you didn't even pick up a phone. That's not right. You should be makir toiv. You know, that's not, mama's not right. Oh, okay. So he writes a letter to Levi. Reuven writes a letter. Shimon told me I should be makir toiv to you. Is that hakoros hatoiv? What's hakoros hatoiv? That b'etzim is I'm not makir toiv. I'm only doing it because I've been told. When a person has a nes, he should be nisoyrim me'atzmai to be mahalal Hashem. And if he comes along and says, "Oh, I'm saying it was vitzivanu likra es hahalel," then that's a chisaron in the halel. So what do we actually say after the whole sipur, the hakdomata our halel? After the whole sipur, we say, "Bechol dor v'dor, chayev adam niras es atzum kilu hu yotzo mi mitzrayim." A person doesn't see himself as though he came out to Mitzrayim. We'll explain this a bit more soon. The Baal HaGadol is medayik that one has to tell over to your child, and that wasn't only said, that pasuk's not only to the door of Yotzei Mitzrayim. That pasuk is true today. So today I have to sell over to my children. I wasn't in Mitzrayim, but you have to see yourself as though you were in Mitzrayim, and you came out from Mitzrayim. He's mefarishit. Lo yisav esedu bilvad goal Hakadosh Baruch Hu elo af esedu goal imoyim. We also came out with them. We'll have to see what that means. Shenema v'yisanu hoitzi misham. The pasuk says beforeish v'yisanu hoitzi misham leman havi yisanu loses lodris haoritz hashenish malav esenu. We have to say over. We came out of Mitzrayim. Then it says lefichach anachnu chayovim lahoidus lahalu neshamel lefoy the rabbi lahad the rabbi the mishos and avesenu lanu es kalanisim oela hotzianu miavdus lecherus miavgel esimcha meivel leyoyte miavfele leyogonu mishivel leyguna v'noyma lavon shiru chadosh alanuka. I came out of Mitzrayim. Beleil tesvav nisan, beleil seder. A person has to see himself. Either right now he came out from Mitzrayim. And it's the Shas Nes. Says Rav Hai, there's a kind of a brocha. There's a Shas Nes, which is Mechayev Din Shira. That it should come from the mensch himself. Lefira Anachnu Chayomim, we have to be moided to you, Hashem. And then the halal bursts out. Hava Oymer. That the Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim has to bring a person to this Hargosha that he was in Mitzrayim and he came out from Mitzrayim. What's the pshat? We were in Mitzrayim. We weren't in Mitzrayim. When we start the Haggadah, in Avodim Ayinu, we say that Yitzis Mitzrayim is nogea to us, but we say it in a different way. There we say, Inu lehotzei HaKadosh Baruch Hu avoseinu mi Mitzrayim. We're in the beginning of the Haggadah. So we don't feel that we were in Mitzrayim. We know there's a historical fact. 3,300 years ago, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took Avi Seinu mi Mitzrayim. If he wouldn't have done that, Hare Onu Baneinu Bnei Baneinu Meshubani Baneinu Lafara B'Mitzrayim. We would have still been Meshubani to Paro Mitzrayim. Dahainu, we wouldn't be sitting here in Yerushalayim HaKodesh. We'd be somewhere in the Middle East, or a bit further west. We'd still be in Mitzrayim. We'd still be Avodim to Paro in Mitzrayim. You'll tell me it's not Mistaber. Why isn't it Mistaber? It doesn't have to be the same Paro. if HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted that paro to live a few thousand years, he could live a few thousand years, but it doesn't have to be the same paro. Every king of Egypt was called paro. You'll tell me, well, today there are no slaves in the world. Shnei tshuvas badover. First of all, there are slaves in the world. There are a few million people who are mamash slaves, bought and sold and enslaved. There is still a country in the middle of Africa, Mauritania or something, which slavery is legal. Even though they deny they really have slaves, but they say there's hundreds of thousands of slaves there. And then there's in all sorts of parts of the world, there are people who are sold into slavery for captured and this, Rahman and Islam. That's number one. You'll tell me, but in Egypt, as far as we know, there are no slaves. It's not true either. Because many years ago, I went to a tour of the Sinai Desert. I'm giving you Chomer for next year's Purim Spiel. I went through a tour of the Sinai Desert, and I stayed over in a monastery. I'm not sure it's mutter to do that, but anyway, this tour stayed over in a monastery called the Santa Catarina Monastery, which is at the foot of the mountain which they claim is Har Sinai. It definitely is not Har Sinai Klaw, because it's the highest mountain in the whole area. Al Kolponim, some idiot monk in the year 600 and something, a Greek Orthodox monk, decided that, they had a Messiah or whatever, that is Har Sinai, and he decided to spend his whole life, Tachlis HaChaim, he cut steps in this mountain so you could go up to the top. That was his whole life's thing, and with that he was hoping to get his Gansa Olam Haba. Never, poor guy. I mean, it wasn't Har Sinai, and who needs the steps anyway? And Moshe Rabbeinu went up Har Sinai without any steps, so it was basically a waste of time. But anyway, that's what he did. And they built the bottom a monastery, a Greek Orthodox monastery called Santa Catarina. There's one thing which is very choshev there. They have a ksav yad of the Gansa Tanakh there, which they refused to sell to anybody and refused people to even... You could see it, it's in a museum, but they won't let you actually, you know, turn over the pages or touch it or anything. They also have an interesting minhag that the monks who die, they bury them for 3 years, then they dig them up and they put all the arm bones in one pile and the skulls in another pile. You go downstairs, there's this room there full of all the bones of all the monks that lived there. It's not for the weak-hearted. But the abbots, that's the Rosh Hashivas there, they don't spit up their skeletons. They have them all around the room, these skeletons with their robes on. It's quite an interesting place to see. Now, why am I telling you all this? Because right next to this monastery, they have a village of these people there were only six monks when I was there. I don't know how many monks are there now. There were six. They didn't even have a minion. And we couldn't really speak to them because they didn't speak English. But Al Koponim, most of them were old. There was one guy who was about 20-something. But they have this group of people who live in a kfar right next to the thing who are owned by the monastery. The people in this village are owned by the monastery. They were given to the monastery by some emperor of Egypt in the year whatever it was, I don't remember. And they serve the monks in the monastery. They clean and they cook and they do all the Schwarze Arbeit in the monastery. And they're owned by the monastery. The Ramai said they are slaves. Al Kolponim is a second Terence. They'll tell me most of the free world, they freed all the slaves and etc., etc. Afilu Tim Saloima, they would have freed all the slaves in the world. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu wouldn't have taken Klal Yisrael Aveseinu out of Mitzrayim, then it would be posher that you could free the Schwarzes, you could free whatever slaves you want. Oh, but Jews, they remained slaves in Egypt and nobody would have ever freed us. And Ad Ayoyim Azeh, we would be slaves in Egypt doing physical labor. So therefore, Vafilu kolonim chachom, kolonim vodim, kolonim zekedim, kolonim yodim esatayr, mitzvah aleinu lesapi b'yitzis Mitzrayim. What's the hemshech? Therefore, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Avoseinu b'Mitzrayim, we are indirect recipients of that toiva. We today are not Avodim in Mitzrayim because he took out Avoseinu. Therefore, we have to be Makir Toiv to HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Misapa the Sipur. And the Sipur is a din in Hakaras HaToiv. There's lots of rayas that the din is Hakaras HaToiv. A lot of the Rishonim say that. As a Targum Yerushalmi in Vigadato by the maybe Bikurim that says Veshabchas. So Vigadato Levincho can mean also Loshon Shevach, to be Meshabeach Hashem, to be Makir Toiv to Hashem. Afilu kulonu chachomi, kulonu nevodim, kulonu zekenim, kulonu yodim es hatoira. If Sipu Yitzis Mitzrayim would be for the information sheba tzadinin limud, so if you know it all, so why do you need to do it? Why do you need to say it again? Well, that's something else. Tobi chazora, chazora doesn't hurt. Teinochanami, but maybe if you haven't finished zvachim and menachas, maybe learn zvachim and menachas. Well, why be misapir sipur yitzis mitzrayim if you know the whole sipur? But if sipur yitzis mitzrayim isn't just for information, rather for us, most of us, there's a lot of information we still don't know all the details. But even if we would, if sipur yitzis mitzrayim is as hakoras hatoiv. Sakura Sato, the Chayev, to be Mesapid, the Sipu. And there's two drachim in Hakara Sato. Hakara Sato, you can be Yotzi in a minimum, you know, a grace of Shkoyach, thank you very much. Or you can be Marbe in Hakara Sato. Normally we say that one should be Shoyne the Talmidov, but they're Ktsara. What should be mekatzer in when you're saying over and say things clearly? And see, why should he be marbe? Because in Hakoras HaToiv, the longer you, the letter you write, and the more you write, and the more you thank the person for every prat of the toivo. Not only did you do this, you did this as well, and you thought about that, and you did this, and I'm so thankful. And then you pour out your pages and pages of Hakoras HaToiv. It all gets around in Hakoras HaToiv. You're marbe. It's a greater Hakoras HaToiv. Therefore, b'cholam marbe asapi b'tzis b'tzayim arisei meshubah. That's as we start. By the time we've gone through the sipur, we are supposed to come to realize that the sipur is nogea to us directly, not indirectly. B'chol do v'do chayv adam niras yisatzu kilu hu yatzav li Mitzrayim. Kilu, we were in Mitzrayim and we came out from Mitzrayim. How? We weren't in Mitzrayim. Teretz is. There's another very big yesod here in this sipur. Mashgiach used to say that the beginning of sipur yitzis Mitzrayim, da'ainu, it's not poshut where the actual sipur begins. The Gemara says the machlokes. You have to be baschul b'gnus, as the Mishnah says. To be baschul b'gnus, you start with something negative in the gnus, and you finish b'shvach. Why do you have to do that? Well, that's poshut. If the name of the day is Hakoras HaToiv, then the more there's the gnus, then the more you understand the toiv, right? The worse the matzav was that we were in, the bigger the toiva that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out from it. So therefore, with maschil bignus, in order to be magdil the HaKadosh HaToiv. Nechleku, Rav and Shmuel, that's our Gersa, Nechleku, Rav and Shmuel, what is the gnus? What do you start with? You start with the gnus. Rav says, Mitchila ovde avay desara, ho you avay seinu. And Shmuel says, "Avodim v'yinu l'faro Mitzrayim." Now, Lamaisa Rav and Shmuel, it did it. Well, how do we pass good? Like Rav. So, but where? How are we? So the Rif says we yotze today. We yotze both days. But how do we start? It's a pele. We start with Avodim Ayinu Lichoyra. But so that's Shita Shmuel. Lichoyra, we should start at least with Rav, and then be Yotze Shmuel as well. Which goes back to Terach, and before Terach, then that came a long time before Avodim Ayinu Lefarav Mitzrayim. So historically speaking, we should start with Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah. Why do we start with Avodim Ayinu? So there are a lot of shitas, the Goyres Rova, not Rav. Ah, so if it's Rova, it's Rava, so we're going to start with Avodim Ayinu. But what happens if you hold it's Rav? So there's an interesting lashon of the Gra in the Haggadah. The Gra says that you start with Gnus Haruchni, and then you go to the Gnus Hagashmi. Yeah. Mefarish, he says like this. There were two in Yonei Golos. Golos HaNefesh and Golos HaGuf. And Mefarish Tchilo, Golos HaNefesh, Vacharkach Golos HaGuf. The God says that the Bala God is Mefarish first the Golos HaNefesh, that's Ovdei Avodah Zarah, and then Golos HaGuf. Well, we don't do that. We do it the other way around. We start the Avodah Ayinu. What's the God mean? The God's explaining our Haggadah. Ichara, the Pshat is, Maral says that Avodah Ayinu is not the beginning of the Sipur, it's Hakadomah to the Sipur. And the beginning of the Sipur is Taka Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah. And Lechaira, Lefi the God, and have a diuk, I'm not going to be matriarchy with a diuk, in the Rambam as well, the Rambam also learned like this, that when Shmuel says Avodim Ayinu, he doesn't mean the Pisco which we say Avodim Ayinu. He means the Hemshech of Arami Ovid Ovi, where we explain that we became Avodim. And that's how the God is saying it. So what's Avodim Ayinu when we start after Manishtano? That Avodim Ayinu is not the beginning of the Sipur, but it's a Hagdomah to the Sipur. And what are we saying with that? We're saying that we have a mitzvah to be Mesaper. You should know, we have a mitzvah to be Mesaper Al Sakoros HaToiv. So the beginning of the Sipur, if we'll go like these cheetahs, the mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hoyu avoseinu v'achshav kervona amokim la'avodosoi. The mashgiach, sechitzadim kol shivoy, was medayik. Mitchila ovdei avodah zarah hoyu avoseinu. Avoseinu were ovdei avodah zarah. V'achshav kervonu amokim la'avodosoi. It doesn't say kirvem. What's achshav? It should say Mitchila Ovdei Avodah Zarah Hoyu Avoseinu Ve'oz Hamokem Kirev Es Avoseinu La'Avodosoi. What's the raya for the pasuk? Vayomer Yeshua El Kol Ha'om Koyom Hashem Elokei Yisrael Ve'Vanor Yoshua Avoseinu Be'Oilam Terech Avi Avram Avi Nochem Vayavdu Elohim Acherim. Mashma that Avram, that's it goes on Avram, because Terach is not called Avoseinu, but it says Terach Yoshu Avoseichem Be'oilom Terach Avi Avram Vavi Nochor. So then it says Vayavdu Elohim Acherim Loshen Rabim. So whose Vayavdu includes Avram, which we know Avram did Avodah Zarah at the beginning of his life. Then when he got to more Seichel, he smashed the idols at the beginning. The Rambam says the beginning of Hilchus Avodah Zarah, Lehedja Avram Avinu did Avodah Zarah with everybody else at the beginning. Then he says, "Va'ekach esavicha esavram the evan anor ve'olicha esav b'chol eretz Canaan." Rabbi Shlomo brought Avram Avinu to Eretz Yisrael, and he was megale the emes. Where Bezaroi, where Tenus Yitzchok, Tenus Yitzchok, Yaakov v'chule v'chule. So, what's the pshat in the Mashgiach? Achshav kervanu hamokoi. So the Mashgiach Achshav goes on this night, Leil Seder. And on Leil Seder, by being misapid the Sipur, and again, understanding the Yesoidus which the Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim Megale to us. Dahainu, number one, all the Emuna which is Megale to us. The Yesoidus or Emuna which come out from Sipur Yitzis Mitzrayim. Number two, the Mechuyovus to be an Eved Lashem, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out to be an Eved Lashem. That Kodesh Baruch Hu was misgale in Yitzias Mitzrayim, in the process of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Kodesh Baruch Hu showed himself to us in such a clear way. And that was mechayev that we should become Avodim Lashem. That Sipur that we're mesape tonight, Achshav, Kervona Hamokim Lavedoso, he's being mekarev us. So by the time we get through the whole Sipur, we can say, we should have that, to get that message, that we can say, B'chol dor v'dor, chayv odem liris es atzmoy, kiilu hu yotzav im Mitzrayim. Yeah, this year as well. We have to see ourselves that we came out from Mitzrayim. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we start, we say it's indirectly nogea to us, from Aviseinu. By the time we got through the whole Sipur, the Sipur should be talking to us, and giving us a chizuk in Emunah, as a chizuk in Avodas Hashem, and be mechayev as to be moide Lashem Yisbarach, makitoyv Lashem Yisbarach for everything that he did for Aviseinu and us, that we know all the yesoidos that the Rebbeinu Shlomo was megale in Yetzias Mitzrayim, and we can be nisoira to be emissar avdei Hashem. So, and that is moira as, it should be moira as to say hala, which case you can't have a set nusach. It's not just, okay, daven through the Agoda. One has to get the message. One has to be this oire from the Sipur. And there's so much in this Sipur that every year a person mechadish new things in the Sipur and see new things. The Agoda is the framework. And the MSCs, the Rambam says, the four psukim of Rabbi Ovid Ovi, which we darshan, is starts with the Knus and goes through and Mesape the Ness of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim. The God says, "Kolamar Belasape." What's it mean to Kolamar Belasape? How long can you be Mar Belasape? You can be Marbet Asaper until Omad HaShachar. After Omad HaShachar, Sofik Lailo. So, but once it comes to Neitz HaChamo, the Zicha no longer a mitzvah. So how can you be called a Marbet Asaper? You can't be Marbet more than that. Says the God, it doesn't mean in Kabbalah, it means in Eichus. Kol a Marbet Asaper, the more one's misamek in the Sipur, Harizem Meshubach. In order to be misamek in the Sipur, you have to prepare it, you have to learn it, you have to have shaykhus to it. There are so many mefoshim in the Haggadah, on every different derech in Torah, pshat, remez, drush, soid, kol many things. But the Pashas is, as I said, Leil Seder, you need to be Mesapeh the Sipur, but Pashtusi. So, no, the what happened is the Psukim tell us, and what the Medroshim, what the Ikim Meforshim, and one needs to prepare it, that one can be Mesapeh the Sipur properly. Laniyus Daiti, it's Kedai to go fast through the beginning part and not be misakev on all the you know, how many Chachomim were there in Bnei Brak, and why they were there at Dafka, and why they were in Bnei Brak, and why they were Mesubin, and why they were this, and then you have all the Torahs about why Reb Elazar ben Azariah was only Kerben Shivim Shana, and the whole story about how he became Nasi, and discussing whether his beard was this white or only grey or this or that. You're missing the point. Certainly, I know a lot of people, they're always, every year they have a new Haggadah, so they want to see what the pictures of the four sons, are they better this year, or they're not so good this year, and et cetera, et cetera. And then, oh, this new Haggadah is evolving. Get through and start the being Mesaper from Mitchila Oiv De Avodah Zarah. Im Kol Zeh, what is the Hemshech over here? Now, there are shitas. As I said, if you have a different gear, so the Gemara, the Avadim Ayinu is already the answer to the Madish Tana. It's an answer bekitzer. The Hainu, you find in the Poskim say, make sure that you answer the question to the child. And you have to be, to tell the child, why are there four sons here? What's the fourth of the four sons? There are four different types of people. It doesn't have to be children. There's four different types of people. And to each one, Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is Nogea. And you have to be Mesaper, the Sipur, to each person as it's Nogea to him. It's Nogea to the Rosha as well. It's very sharply Nogea to the Rosha. The Rosha says, the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim says, if you're not an Oved Hashem, if you're a Rosha, then you don't have Shaychus to Yetzias Mitzrayim. And it's Nogea to the Tam, and it's Nogea to a Tam, and it's Nogea to a Chocham, it's Nogea even to a She'ena Yodeh Lishol, to be Ma'ira Him, to tell him the Yisoidus of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So you have to answer the child for who the child is. A 5-year-old kid, you have to tell him one thing. A 10-year-old, something else. An 18-year-old London who's in first year based Medrash, you tell him something else. And a 25-year-old Avreich who's got 6 Malchim in every shtickle that got the father never has to tell him something else. B'chule, b'chule. The CBC is the time. They'll get it to everybody. So, but the Poskim say, don't let the child just go to sleep straight after Madish Tana. So therefore, according to those cheaters, Avadi Ma'ina, the Farah Mitzrayim, Yisrael, Hashem, and the Kenim Mishon, Biyad Chazor, Yisrael, and Tuya, is the answer, Bekitza. But Ka'amor, according to a lot of people, this is just Hagdama. And the Hagdama is that we have to even Saper. And we said, Afilu Kulonu, Chachon, Kulonu, Nevonim, Kulonu, Zekenim, Kulonu Yodim is HaTorah, then it's a mitzvah to be Mesaper. So the Maisa, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, Reb Loza, Ben Azariah, Reb Akiva, Reb Tarfon is a raya to this Yesod. Why? Because these five Chachomim, first of all, were definitely Chachomim, definitely Nevoidim. They were definitely Zekenim. How do you know they were Zekenim? Because Reb Yeshua and Reb Loza were the Rebbeim of Reb Akiva. And Reb Akiva was there, and Reb Yeshua and Reb Elazar were there. So they were already Zekenim. Hooray! How do I know they were Zekenim? Because Reb Akiva started learning when he was 40 years old. So by the time, he is here, Rebbe Akiva. So whether it was after his 24 years, the Reb Akiva was 64 here. So that makes them a lot older. Makes them at least more than Shishim, anyway. So they are Zekenim. And they were Mesaper, Kol Oysa Alayla. So you see a raya that even if you have all these minors, there's a few to be Ma'amel Asaper. Now, there's a funny mice over here. The Talmidim came and told Rabbi Seder, Gias Man Kriyashma, Shel Shachris. So in Yerushalayim, they say the Pshat is, that's Bnei Brak, that the Talmidim would tell the Rebbeim what to do. But on Kol Ponim, in Bnei Brak, they don't say that. But maybe you don't know the politics between Yerushalayim and Bnei Brak. There's two big different Mahalchim in a lot of things. Well, Al Kol Ponim, what is the Pshat? Pshat is, the feet of God is very muvot. There's a mitzvah marbe is be'echus. They were so fatifed, the Gedoyim were so fatifed in the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim that they didn't realize Higias Van Krishma. That's a rayah that called marbe l'saper in Oimek. Why did the Talmidim did know and they didn't know? That's one of the questions that people ask. It's partial. The Nechayr Lani is 90. Who said the Talmidim were on such a madrega that they didn't notice that it was beginning to get light? Only the Gedolim were on that madrega. Al Kol Ponim. Then we have a mysterious shtickle. Omrim lozim v'nasari arin kibet shivim shalom v'sachisi sheteom v'yitzis v'sai balelo sacha dosha ben zoyma. Lichoira, this is a Mishnah in Brochus, and has lichoira nothing to do with Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is a din in Zechiras Yetzias Mitzrayim that the machlokes do you need to be mazkir Yetzias Mitzrayim every day by Ma'ariv? So why are we bringing this to this din when we're discussing Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? The God learns that the Shaila of Madishtano. So what is the Shaila of Madishtano? So the God learns that the Shaila of Madishtano is that Laila, I'll see what the God says. Laila is normally Bechinas Nekeva. And Yoim is normally Bechinas Zohar. Dahainu, says the God, there are no mitzvahs which are davka by night. And every time I say this, everybody comes up and thinks of all the kashas, the things, no mitzvahs, the God says it clear, there's a chance, everything you'll ever ask. There are no mitzvahs which are exclusively by night. Because the zchori b'chayvim, mitzvahs in the cave is a part of a mitzvah essay. So Lailas normally doesn't have mitzvahs, except tonight, Leil Seder. Leil Seder has mitzvahs which are exclusive, Sibitzis, Mitzrayim, Achilas, Matzah, Mora, Pesach, Mechula, Davka by night. The child's asking, Manishtano Halaila Hazeh, it should be Halaila Hazois if it's the Keva, this Laila became Yoim. Why does this Laila become Yoim? And he gives four Dugmois of mitzvahs which are knowing by Laila, four dugmas which the child has seen already. From that's an iron here, tell you why I seen it. But that's Metzim the Shaila. If you say like other people, the Arbabinel says the Shaila is there's a massive stira by Laila Hazer. It's also Manishtana. Why is the night different? There's a stira. We're doing things which are zeicher le cheirus, and we're doing things which are zeicher le avdus. Baal Kol Ponim, and it's one shayla with four protein. Manishtana alayla hazed. It's a funny night. We're doing things which are stiras. Al Kol Ponim, the God, it's very moving. Why we bring Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah? Because Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah is a rite that Yetzias Mitzrayim is the Geya to Laila. I might have thought, and I would have thought, that Yetzias Mitzrayim is Geula. And Geula normally is only Nogea to Yoim. The day is when you see the Shefa of Hashem. Night is when the Shefa goes away. Night is always a Zeche to Golus, and Yoim is always a Zeche to Geula. So we're going to be masking Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Geula Mitzrayim should be done by day. That we understand. Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah says, I always knew it should be Balayla, but I couldn't find a Raya until Ben Zoyma brings a Raya, Kol Yimei Chayecho, the Rabbis Zalelos. That we're starting to say that, hey, what, you know, Kinderlach, the Yetzias Mitzrayim, we're being Mesape Balayla. They were mesubin kol oisa halayla. The mitzvah is balayla. It's strange that the mitzvah is balayla. But first of all, there's a fact. Yitzis Mitzrayim is nogea to layla. Shaila is why? Why is the sipur davka balayla? Why are we mechuyev all these mitzvahs balayla? And why do we do mitzvahs which are austere? So be it Hashem next Friday.
Or the answer to